Hello, hello, and good morning to you. Kara coming to you. I have, a great saying. It's been moving in and out of my consciousness for the last week or two. And that is simply that I'm rooting for you. Has anybody ever told you that? I don't know, there's something, it like makes me want to cry, honestly. If somebody were to just whisper in your ear, as I'm doing right now, I'm rooting for you. Hey, I am rooting for you. I want to see you soar. I want to see you shine. I want to see you feel fully alive. I want to see what you will manifest when you step beyond your doubt, when you step beyond self-consciousness, when you stop holding back, when you stop playing small. Oh my God, I can't wait to see what you have up your sleeve. Wow. Just saying those words, I can't imagine if we all lived knowing that someone or some energy, God, you can call it God, you can call it the universe, you can call it, you know, supreme intelligence. But if we could imagine how much we are being rooted for right now. I know that's not proper English, but who cares? But I want to tell you that I'm rooting for you. It's why I do this. It's why I do this. I have such trust in your potential, my friend. I trust in your extraordinary intelligence, wisdom, creative capacity, compassion, ability to care for others. I trust in your unique expression and that you have a gift for the world right now. Like right now. We would not all be alive at this time if we didn't have something extraordinary to share. We wouldn't. You wouldn't be here. You have something incredible to share. And that doesn't mean it has to be with millions of people. I have to remind myself of that. Even if I have a few hundred people listening to these podcasts every day, although I'd like it to be more, to be honest with you, my ego would like more people to be listening. But even if it's just a few hundred, it's okay. Right? Even if it's your street that you live on and you're touching those that you live on with your creative expression, your unique ability to care, whatever it is, your words, your songs, your beautiful garden. Even if it's just that small, we have to start to trust that that's okay and that's enough. It's not about the likes on Facebook or the followers. It's about knowing that we are here to share our light, to share our voice, to share our love, to share our caring, our direction, our guidance, our wisdom in some capacity. And I am so rooting for you. All right, I have a confession. I was a cheerleader from 7th grade till, I guess, through a senior in high school. Oh my goodness. Whew. I mean, there's nothing wrong with cheerleading, but I think about it then. I'm like, wow. But I am a cheerleader. I really am. I am your cheerleader and I'm rooting for you. Because I know when you wake up and step out beyond self-consciousness and doubt and holding back and playing small, you are going to freaking shine. And when you shine, you help others shine. Right? Marianne Williamson said, when you allow your light to shine, you unconsciously give others permission to do the same. When you allow your light to shine, you unconsciously give others permission to do the same. I am rooting for you. I want you to let your light shine. I thank you for letting me let my light shine. These morning messages, they really encourage me to step out of playing small. So thank you. All right. My time's up, my friend. I am rooting for you. Go root for someone else today. And please share this. Share this short episode. It's so easy to do. Just message somebody and say, hey, you may want to listen to you. I'm rooting for you too. That's it. That's perfect. And also check out the show notes. I have my mental fitness protocol with loads of links to practices, my own practices, movement, meditation, and my mental wellness protocol that I'm sharing with others that is changing my life, that is changing me from the inside out fundamentally. And I want to share it with you. Ciao, ciao for now. Be well.